Western producer, young and old alike enjoy a fun day like Valentine's Day to spread a little positive energy. Baking always takes my mind off daily stresses, and sharing the baking love is always welcomed by friends. Children and teens can successfully make any of these recipes. There is a sense of pride in sharing handmade gifts. Perfection is not necessary. Start in the kitchen by taking out all the necessary ingredients. Next, read the entire recipe carefully to determine if a quick trip to the grocery store is necessary. Reading the recipe in advance gives you the heads up if any chilled ingredients need to be brought to room temperature before mixing. Valentine's Red Velvet Whoopie Pies. The amount of food coloring needed depends upon the product. If you use the Wilton Red Gel, 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, is enough. You will need more if you use a liquid food coloring or a less concentrated gel product. For red velvet cookies, 2 circa all-purpose flour 500 milliliters 2 tablespoons cocoa powder 30 milliliters half a teaspoon. Baking powder 2 milliliters 1 quarter of a teaspoon. Salt 1 milliliter 1 half circa unsalted butter at room temperature 125 milliliters 1 circa light brown sugar 250 milliliters 1 large egg at room temperature 1 teaspoon. Vanilla extract 5 milliliters 3 quarters circa buttermilk at room temperature 125 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Red gel food coloring 5 ml for the filling, 6 ounces. Cream cheese at room temperature 170 grams 5 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature 75 milliliters 2 teaspoons. Vanilla extract 10 milliliters 2.5 circa icing sugar 675 ml line 2 large baking sheets with parchment paper. Use a small heart-shaped cookie cutter or a template cut from a card and with the stencil draw hearts all over the paper, leaving 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, apart. The cookies will spread during baking. Then preheat the oven to 350°F, 180°C. Next, in a bowl sift together flour, cocoa powder, baking powder and salt. In another bowl, cream together softened butter for 1 minute on medium-high speed with a hand mixer until completely smooth and creamy. Add the brown sugar and beat on medium-high speed until fluffy and combined. Then mix in vanilla and egg, scraping down the sides and bottom of the bowl with a rubber spatula as needed. Beat in buttermilk and 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, of red gel food coloring. On low speed, slowly mix the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients until combined. Do not overbeat the batter. Transfer the batter in a piping bag with a 1/2 inch, 1.25 centimeters, round tip. If you don't have it, you can use a Ziploc bag and cut off the corner. Pipe V shapes inside the hearts. You don't need to fill all the inside of the hearts. It will spread during baking, so just a simple V shape is fine. Bake the cookies for 10 to 12 minutes or until centers appear set. Cool for 10 minutes on the pan, then transfer to a rack to cool completely before sandwiching. To make the filling, beat softened butter, cream cheese and vanilla. Gradually add icing sugar. Assembling the hearts. Transfer filling to a piping bag fitted with a large round tip or use a Ziploc bag and cut off the corner. Pair the cookies by shape and size. Pipe the filling onto the flat side of one cookie, leaving a little room around the edges. Top with another cookie, flat side down. Press gently so the filling reaches the edge. Store in the fridge in an airtight container. Strawberry rhubarb pie. If you use frozen rhubarb or strawberries with a lot of ice mixed in, be sure to remove some of it or the pie will be too wet. Pies using frozen fruit tend to be much juicier than those using fresh fruit. As a result, frozen fruit pies require more cornstarch or flour as thickeners. 0.9 in. Double pie crust pastry, homemade or purchased 22 cm 1¼ circa granulated sugar 310 ml 1/4 circa cornstarch 60 ml 2 circa fresh or frozen strawberries 500 ml 2½ circa chopped frozen rhubarb 750 ml 1½ tablespoons butter, divided into pieces 22 ml 1 egg, lightly beaten coarse sugar roll out half the pastry and fit it into a 9-inch, 22 cm pie plate. Trim edge evenly, about an inch, 2.5 centimeters, wider than the plate. Roll the excess under and crimp the edge. In a large bowl, mix the sugar and cornstarch together. Add the fruit to the sugar mixture and toss to coat. Transfer the coated rhubarb and berries into the pastry-lined pie plate and dot with the butter. Using the lightly beaten egg, Brush it on the pie crust edges. Roll out the remaining pastry and cut with a small heart-shaped cookie cutter. A variety of sizes can be used. Use your imagination. I used two sizes and layered the hearts that I arranged on top of the baked pie. Arrange hearts around the edge of the pie. Be sure the edge crust has been brushed with egg. Brush again after all the hearts have been placed. Make extra hearts and bake them on a cookie sheet along with the pie. Brush these hearts with egg and sprinkle with coarse sugar. Place pie on a baking sheet to catch any drips if it boils over. Bake at 450°F, 230°C, for 12 minutes, then reduce heat to 350°F, 180°C, and continue to bake for 50 to 60 minutes, or until the filling juices bubble up. If the filling is not bubbling, the cornstarch will not do its job to thicken the mixture. Check the pastry hearts after 12 minutes to see if they are done. Remove them from the oven as soon as they are golden brown and set aside until the pie comes out of the oven. Decorate the top of the baked and slightly cooled pie with the extra hearts. Chocolate chip skillet cookie 1c. Unsalted butter, soft but cool, plus more for greasing skillet 250 milliliters 2/3 circa sugar 150 milliliters 1 circa light brown sugar, gently packed 250 milliliters 1 tablespoon vanilla extract 15 milliliters 2.5 teaspoons. Kosher salt, for table salt, use about half as much, 12 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Baking soda 5 milliliters 1/2 teaspoon. Baking powder 2 milliliters 1/8 teaspoon. Grated nutmeg 0.5 milliliters 1 large egg, straight from the fridge 2¾ circa all-purpose flour 675 milliliters 2 circa assorted dark, milk or white chocolate, roughly chopped 500 ml vanilla ice cream, to serve, optional adjust oven rack to middle position and preheat to 350°F, 180°C. Combine butter, white sugar, brown sugar, vanilla, salt, baking soda, baking powder and nutmeg in the bowl of a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment. Mix on low to moisten, then increase to medium and beat until light and fluffy, about 5 minutes. With mixer running, add egg and continue beating only until smooth. Stop mixer and add flour all at once. Switch mixer speed to lowest setting and mix just until flour mixture is nearly combined into butter mixture. Add chopped chocolate, then mix on low speed to form a stiff dough. Generously butter a 10-inch, 25 cm, cast iron skillet, fill with cookie dough and press into an even layer. Bake until slightly puffed, edges are set and golden brown, and center is just set but still feels soft when touched, about 45 minutes. Loosely covering cookie with aluminum foil after 20 to 25 minutes will prevent excess browning, if needed. An instant read thermometer inserted in center should register 180°F, 82°C, to 185°F, 85°C, when it is ready. Cool until crumb is set, about 1 hour, before serving. The center may sink slightly as cookie cools. Enjoy warm or cover with foil when cool and store up to 3 days at room temperature. Serve with vanilla ice cream, if desired. Sarah Galvin is a home economist, teacher and avid supporter of local food producers. She has been a market vendor, grew up on a farm in southeastern Saskatchewan and is a member of Team Resources.